visiting with John Lawler. He is the head football coach of Alden Hebron High School up in Northern Illinois, also the man behind the eight-man football movement in Illinois. And I guess, John Lawler, we begin our conversation today by saying that apparently eight-man football is not a fad. It is a thing, and it is here to stay. 15 teams now, I see, ready to suit up and play eight-man football next season. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. Thanks for having me on again. But, yeah, we're up to 15 teams, and we've actually got four more teams already committed for next year. So you're right. It's not a fad. I think it's something that the smaller schools realize, you know, to get their Friday night lights back and to save their football programs, that this is a great option for them.
And I guess let's begin our conversation. I've asked you this before, but I want to front end this today and get you to talk about what is really the key question or questions that have to be asked in order to determine, hey, we need to proceed to eight-man football. I know one's got to be numbers. Do we have enough to field an 11-man team? But what are some of the other things that should be under consideration in order for a school, a co-op, a program to say, hey, we really need to maybe proceed in this direction?
Right. Well, and I know we have talked about that before, and I guess one of the main questions that always comes up, you know, when a new school contacts me or one of the other guys is, you know, why did you make this choice? First off, it is numbers. You know, when you're losing numbers, and I think the key is when you don't have enough kids in your program to maintain that lower level, that's when you start getting in trouble. And some of us have been there for years, you know. And when you start losing that lower level where those kids can't play against competition their own age and you're throwing them in spots where they really shouldn't be, it turns them away. It turns some of them away. I mean, the kids that are truly hungry to play football, yeah, they're going to go through that and take their lumps and keep on going. But you do tend to lose the other kids that are kind of on the fence. You know, they're unsure about it. So I think that's the biggest thing is this is a, you know, it's kind of afforded us, the schools that have been playing, and I think the ones, the new ones coming in, that, a lot of them had that same question, you know, why? And I said, well, now we can play kids that are more ready to play, and we've come up with this fresh sophomores idea that Nate Aubaugh came up with, and we're playing kids 4-on-4. Against kids their own talent level, and boy, everybody's happy. The moms and dads are grinning from ear to ear. The kids are happy, and they're not out there getting beat up by an 18-year-old senior. And it's been just a fantastic move. And quite honestly, and I don't have all the facts. We're trying to gain facts every year with this, but it's a safer situation. I truly believe that. So I think that's the big key, you know, is knowing and looking in the mirror of your own program and knowing when it's time to say, we can't go on like this anymore. We got to make a choice here.
Right.
That's the key.
So that's interesting. So to back up here, at basically the younger levels, you're talking about freshmen, sophomores. Did I hear you right? You said 4-on-4. How does that work?
4-on-4. We split the field basically in half again. So you're playing on a 20-yard wide field, and we shorten it up. So you're playing on basically 20 by 80, and you play 4-on-4 with the lower-level kids, the kids that you know aren't probably going to get in that varsity eight-man game. And they get to play. They get to play. We've been doing it as kind of our lead-in game, you know, for, you know, like the bigger schools do their sophomore game or their first-soft game prior to their varsity game. We've been playing this as our lead-in game to our eight-man games. And the four or five teams that tried it last year, they're like, we love this. The kids love it. The parents love it. Everybody's happy. And it's definitely a safer situation for those kids.
And
it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, the rules are a little bit different. You know, the rules are more kind of towards the flag type thing. If a quarterback drops back to pass, he has to pass. He just can't take off and run, because you've only got four kids on the field, you know, on each side. So it's kind of fun, and even the referees that have done those games, they come off smiling and grinning. They're like, that was kind of fun, you know. And I said, yeah. So it's kind of an option we've been toying with, and we'll have to mess with the rules a little bit more. You know, we've saw some things last year already that we kind of want to change, you know, as far as rules, but it's been a good experiment for us, you know.
Sounds like maybe the Lawler brothers back in the day played 4-on-4 football, well, maybe in the backyard.
I tell you what, that's exactly what it's like. That's exactly what it's like. It's like getting back to gathering the kids and going over to somebody's house and getting the barn lime out of the barn and putting lines on your front yard, and mom's yelling at you, and you're playing football. And that's what we're getting back to with this, and the kids love it.
All right,
the kids love it, the parents love it. And they're excited about football again.
All right, as you say, get the barn lime out. A lot of our listeners are saying, hey, let's get together and get a game going on right now. I think the other thing is, we're talking again with John Lawler, head football coach at Alden Hebron, the athletic director up there and involved in the eight-man football movement with the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association. You know, the other, I call them dominoes, I think, in specific pockets of the state of Illinois, where these dominoes had to fall in terms of the scheduling not being a challenge, to try and piece a schedule together and try and get, you know, a number of schools in basically all parts of the state. So now, for I think the 15 schools that are committed for the 2019 season, Alden Hebron, Rockford Christian Life, Judah Christian, I think, is in Champaign, Milford, Cisna Park, Lake Forest Academy, the Jacksonville School for the Deaf, North Fulton, down in Cuba, Flanagan, Cornell, Woodland, Pawnee, Metro East Lutheran, Westminster Christian, Danville Schlarman Academy, and Bunker Hill. So do you kind of feel now that you're getting those dominoes dropping in different parts of the state, and then more dominoes can fall, and more schools, more teams, more programs can kind of join the front now?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Yeah, and you know, we've said that all along. Once we could convince, you know, a few more schools to join, that the travel and the scheduling, it gets easier. Do we still have long trips this year? Absolutely, we sure do. I mean, I've got Pawnee coming up to me on week one. You know, we're playing on a Saturday afternoon, late afternoon. You know, we've got Metro East clear down by St. Louis. You know, so we are spread out, but we, you know, looking at the map now, you know, we've got a cluster of teams in northern Illinois stretched from the east side to the west side. So we've kind of got a northern. Then we've got a big cluster of teams kind of in the central, and they're stretched from the east side basically to the west side. And now we've got a couple further south teams. So it's getting easier as we go, and I already know, you know, the three and four teams that have committed for next year, and I'll let them make that announcement. They're going to help this even further, because now we've got groups where maybe next year Pawnee doesn't have to travel up to an Alden Hebron, and I don't have to go to Metro East, and you know, we can save some on this. It's going to get easier and easier as you know, as we go along here adding teams as far as the distance and the travel.
So the schools that I mentioned, there are 15 that I mentioned that are committed for 2019. So when you're saying next season, you're meaning 2019, that even more schools in 2019 could join the force?
No, 2020. We've already got four schools that have said that they will be joining us in 2020, already committed. But like I said, I want them to announce that. That's up to them, but they've already told us that they're in.
And those are the people that have taken the action. So what do you think? So that would bring the total to 19. What do you think about, though, as we move along here in the next school year, we get into the fall of 2019, the early portion of the winter of 2020? What do you think? How many more schools do you think are the possibility to be playing eight-man football by the fall of 2020?
Well, in all honesty, I think maybe, you know, I'm hoping that we can hit that 28 mark by the 2021 season. You know, I'm really hoping we at least get to that 28, 30, 32 teams. And maybe that's the point where the IHSA comes to me and says, you know, you've proven your point. you know, let's do this, you know. And obviously, as you've talked to many people, I'm sure, already about the whole district thing, that's going to change everything again. And I think maybe when these schools see the projected districts come out, you know, which, you know, according to what Mr. Anderson said down at the AD convention, you know, they're going to try to put something out, you know, by early June, just so schools can see. Now, they understand that's all going to change, too, again. With every team we gain in the 8-man, it's going to change what they're doing in the districts for 11-man. And, you know, it's all going to change. But they are going to try to put something out so the schools can have some idea of what they're looking at, you know. But that could change things again. So, yeah, I'm kind of hoping that when the whole district thing goes into effect for the 11-man team, that by then we'll have enough and the IHSA will say, you know what, let's do this. Let's have an IHSA state champion too.
Yeah, and I know it's been declared already the emerging sport by the IHSA, and I guess the question that I have, and you can refresh us on this, what is like the magic number that they're really looking at for the basically the creation of a state series for 8-man football? Did you say 28, or is it a higher number? What are you looking at for that actually to be a thing?
You know, I know there's that the theory out there. Are we ever going to get to 80 teams playing 8-man football? No. And quite honestly, I hope not, because that tells me that football's in a real tough situation. So, but could we get to 28, 30, 32 teams where it's really good for these small schools that are doing it, and it's been a great move, and things are good? I hope that's where we can get and kind of settle and say, hey, you know, there's 28, 32 teams playing somewhere in that range. That's enough for us to say, let's go with this. So I hope that's where we're at, you know. I don't know. I can't answer for them. But in conversations, which have been extremely good, they've supported us on this, and I hope that's where we end up, you know, somewhere in that range.
So this would be, and this is just pure speculation and conjecture on my part as I ask you this question, and your answer probably would be speculation and conjecture. All right, so we get a state, let's say we, all things being equal, we get a state tournament series in 8-man football by the fall of 2021. Do you think classification-wise, is there going to be an impact where you think the IHSA would still have 8 11-man classes and 1 8-man class? Or how do you think that would break down in terms of classification for football?
That's a great question, Jim. And I don't think, in all honesty, I mean, I've given a lot of thought to that, and I know that they have at the IHSA, Sam and Craig and the whole football committee. I don't know. I honestly, I can sit here and tell you, I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. Could there be 1 8-man class and then 7 11-man classes? Sure. I could see that easily happening. You know, would they stay with 1 8-man and stay with the 8? I don't really think so. And there again, I think that depends on how many schools, how many co-ops change by that point. You know, that's really sped this process up too. When they came with, you know, wanting everyone to get on the same 2-year commitment, that changed things here late in the game for us, you know, because some teams decided they didn't want to do that, or some had been looking at 8-man and going, hey, we kind of want to go that route and get our own identity back. We've got one team that's out there, and I'm not going to mention the name because, like I said, I let them announce it, but they haven't had football. They're going to have 8-man football by next year. So there is some of that coming, too, which that's a great thing. That is a great thing, because now you've got schools saying, hey, maybe we can afford to, you know, have the money and start a team and have our own little program if we play 8-man. So there's still a lot of things. I don't have a good answer for you. I wish I did. I wish I could see that. Boy, I'd be a rich man maybe if I could see out and see that. But I don't think they have a good answer for that yet until they kind of see where things line up. And my guess would be it'll be 1 class of 8-man and 7 classes of 11-man. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I know I've had, you know, it's interesting. I've talked in the area of the state that I'm from, the western portion of the state, which is the Prairie Land Conference and the Lincoln Trail Conference and basically the Three Rivers Conference. And on the top end of the Three Rivers Conference, there's, you know, several schools that have enrollment in excess of 500. But, you know, I'm not going to name names either, but, I, you know, some of the coaches that I've talked to, that they've said, you know, privately that, man, maybe this is something we really need to consider, but I don't know if my board or my community are ready to say, are we, can we take on eight-man football? You know, like I said, I start a conversation today, you know, and I tell people that this ain't no fad now. I mean, this is a thing. This is here to stay. So, I mean, is that something that you need to tell people? Because to be quite honestly, Coach Lawler, if a school is on the fence about eight-man football, in my opinion, if they're thinking about it, they need to go to eight-man football. I mean, that's one of the questions. If they're thinking about it, they know they're in a position. And I've talked to many people, you know, in the last 10 to 15 years about the participation numbers in football. The sport is lucky if they can maintain what they have now. But I just don't see the reversing participation numbers in football where those numbers are going to increase. But the best story is you hope you can remain the status quo. But I still think there's, you know, some declining numbers on the way. So I guess what I'm saying, if there are schools and programs and coaches that are questioning right now, should we go to eight-man football? If you are asking yourself that question, I'm saying the answer should probably be yes.
I would agree with that, because here again, if you have been, you know, you've been one of those teams that's been struggling, your participation numbers are going down a little bit, and I shouldn't even say one of the teams that's struggling, because I look at us and Polo and River Ridge, some of these teams, North Fulton, you know, Elliot Craig's team, we've all had nice long runs of success in that, but we just knew that our numbers are going down. We could see the trends, and we got to do something proactive before it gets so bad. We've got to do something to try to make this, you know, a better situation for our kids and our teams. And I think so. If you're having that discussion already as a coach and administrators and a board, then I would totally agree with you, Jim. They're already at that point where they need to say, hey, maybe this option we need to look at seriously. We probably need to do this. And as time goes on here, they'll find out, I think, that like I was saying with our little freshman fours experiment, you know, if it's a way to get kids excited about football again and not worried about playing kind of over their heads, then we've really accomplished something really good. You know, so I'm loving that trend that I'm seeing, and I think once other schools start seeing that, and now, you know, the other cool thing that we did this year with the 15 teams coming on, we looked at it, and there's two of those teams that by our bylaws don't qualify for our playoff system. So there's going to be a 13-team playoff this fall. We're going to put everybody in. We're going to seed the top six and blind draw the others, and we're going to put it in, have some excitement. We're going to play them all off. So that's kind of another cool thing. These kids, there's something for them at the end of the line then, you know. So, and everybody was pretty excited about that.
Are you playing that game again then in the 2019 season? You get to utilize Monmouth College for the title game?
We are. I went down and met with the coaches down there, and we are going to use Monmouth College again. They were great to us, and I'm excited about going back there, and they seem excited about having us back. They thought they're loving. They like it. They understand what I'm doing, and they're a great host. Great host. So we're excited about going back there with the expansion and playoffs. You know, we're looking at November 22nd for a championship game. So it'll be the week before the state finals for the IHSA. So once again, we're not trying to compete head-to-head, obviously, with that. We know we can't, but it'll be the week before, and yeah, kind of a cool thing, you know, that everybody's got a shot. Everybody's got a shot this way.
Yeah, that's a nice precursor then to the IHSA state championship series. I was thinking then, and you're probably too early in the process, but have you thought then about, like, you're early in this thing, and we're not even deemed an IHSA state tournament series yet. But as I envision going along, there's probably going to be a question about classification with 8-man in terms of maybe that school that has 150 enrollment and a school that has 350 or whatever that is. Is it too early in the process to think about that? Or do you know that's probably coming?
No. No, you're right on, because in all honesty, we've already had a couple schools that have contacted myself, and I believe one talked to Bill Shepard, and they're bigger schools. And it's like, you know, well, we see your bylaw, you know, says 400 or, you know, or lower, or you don't qualify. And I said, yeah. And we said it at that, just because with some of these co-op teams, even though their programs are struggling and their numbers are down, by the time you put those enrollments together, you know, you're pushing that mark. You know, so we didn't want to scare anybody away that needed the help, you know, to save their program. But now we're starting to get these looks from, as you said, you know, bigger schools that are pushing that 500 mark and going, hey, our numbers are now, maybe we should consider this. At the last meeting, we had one of the schools that just joined had another school approach them about co-oping with them. And then they realized that that would put them over the 400 mark, and they wouldn't be eligible for our playoffs. And I encouraged them, not that I didn't want to see, you know, I'm all for any team trying to put together a football team, and even if it takes a co-op, a two- or three-way co-op. But I encouraged them not to sign into that, because I said even at that rate, if the IHSA takes this over in 2-3 years down the road, I think that enrollment's going to drop from our mark. I believe it's going to drop down to that 1A mark, that cutoff, whether it's 299 1 year or 310. We've seen it get up to like 318, I believe, one mm-hmm. year. It's usually around that 300 mark, as you know. And I think that's where they're going to base this on. So, yeah, that's something that, and there again, you know, I've talked to Sam and Craig about that a little bit, and I don't have a good answer for that. But I told them our reasoning on the 400. Obviously, when they take it over, they're going to have a different enrollment number, and that's gonna be something schools have to pay attention to too.
All right, and I guess the one neat thing that you brought up here that gives me hope about the sport of football, and it's coming through 8-man football in Illinois. You said that a school that hasn't had football is thinking about adding football in the 8-man game. So I think a lot of our listeners that are partial to football and worried about its future say, thank you. That's a positive story to tell about the sport, because we haven't been adding football teams in Illinois, I guess, until now this unidentified school that's thinking about bringing football back in the 8-man format. That's a good sign, isn't it?
That's a great sign. Yeah, that's a great sign. And quite honestly, you know, and I do feel like I can talk about this other school because it's in our conference. I know that Christian Liberty out of Arlington Heights, I know the AD up there, young guy, great guy. I know he'd be very proactive to bringing football back to Christian Liberty if he can just get enough commitment. So that would be another program that was playing 11-man that now would consider bringing back 8-man football if they can just get enough commitment to do it. You know, and there's a school that's sitting there with all the equipment and a nice facility, and so there's hope. There's hope out there. You know, you're hearing some of that. They're like, "How's this working out for you?" And I said, "It's great. It's working out good." So, you know, those are the things that I want to hear. You know, and in the long run, maybe we're losing a few 11-man teams, but in the long run, maybe the participation numbers in all overall will end up going up a little bit. That would be a terrific trend to see again. that would be a terrific trend. Then, I'll tell you, Jim, of all the things that I would be proudest of the most is that right there, just getting more kids playing again.
All right.
And if it's eight-man or four-on-four freshman stuff, or if teams get their 11-man teams going again, then we've accomplished something. That's the big key.
Well, we've taken enough of John Lawler's time. We really appreciate it. He heads the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association. He's the athletic director at Alden Hebron High School up in northern Illinois, also the head football coach of the eight-man team at Alden Hebron. Always appreciate your time, Coach, and a great update on the status of eight-man football. Again, I begin our conversation saying this thing isn't a fad now. It is a thing, and more teams joining 15 schools for 2019. It looks like as many as, we're early in the process for 2020, maybe as many as 20 for the 2020 season, likely even more than that. Good talking with you, Coach. Appreciate the update.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, and I just say this, if anybody's thinking and they haven't reached out yet, feel free to reach out to me if you've got questions or concerns, and obviously we'd like to help any school, you know, try to save their program that they could, you know, so appreciate it.
All right, John Lawler with Alden Hebron, and again, the head of the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association in Illinois. More coming up.